Are you ready to bring out all the sleeveless summer tops? Do you know your best styles? Welcome to episode 32 of Signature Style Systems. In this episode, I'm giving you insight into your best summer styles, and I'm telling embarrassing stories on my younger, stupider self. Listen, if you need help knowing what works for your body type and your personality, you want to check out my packages at signaturestylesystems.com. I take you on a self-discovery journey so you can show up confidently and share your gifts, knowing that you look like who you really are.
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look, because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Hey. Today, I'm talking about clothes for real summer. I have suggestions for flattering, sleeveless styles based on your body considerations, and I want to encourage you not to allow anyone to make you feel self-conscious about showing your bare arms. Also, real quick, I want to invite you to take my style personality quiz. Find the link in the show description below or at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. So way back in the day, when I first started working in retail, the dress code strictly prohibited sleeveless. I bring it up now because you may still find pockets here and there, especially in the business world, where bare arms or legs are not considered professional. In the world of leisure, though, there should be no age or condition limit on wearing shorts or sleeveless tops. And I confess that I'm sometimes tempted to cover up more than is situationally appropriate because of self-consciousness. But that doesn't need to be, we can feel that way a little bit, but we don't need to act on it. So allow me to be really clear here. In my opinion, wearing a swimsuit, shorts, or a sleeveless top when you're going to the beach or the pool or the park in the summer is a right, not a privilege. It's a condition wearing clothes that should be available to everybody. So when I was a teenager, I was super, super self-conscious about my legs. And I could go into what I think happened that I ended up that way. I read fashion magazines, which was the 70s version of Instagram. But that's not the point of this episode. This is how self-conscious I was. I skipped class and hid in the bathroom instead of going to gym class because we had to dress down and wear shorts. I also wore jeans to the beach when it was over 100 degrees out. This is ridiculous. Eventually, I moved past that insanity, but then maybe it was 15 years ago, but I noticed people talking about not wanting to wear a sleeveless top because they're self-conscious about their arms. And I'm like, great, yet another body part to be self-conscious about. So I just want to encourage you, ladies, please don't cover up unnecessarily when you're going out to play just because you don't have Michelle Obama arms. If you choose to cover up because of sun exposure concerns, that's a completely different topic. I think it's really cute that there's long-sleeved swim tops now. I guess they call them a rash guard, but long sleeve swim tops. And I love seeing all the variety of swimwear options that people choose to wear to the pool. Okay, so but now let's talk about how to choose styles in sleeveless tops. These concepts work for sleeveless dresses and even for swimsuits. So the first principle to be aware of, do your shoulders appear narrow or wide relative to your face? And that is going to be just like the width of your face. Is it wider or narrower than like from your neck to the side of your shoulder? So if you're gonna, look at your from shoulder to shoulder, there'd be three face widths there. So if your face is wide compared to your shoulders, I wrote this the other way around. If your shoulders are narrow compared to your face, because yeah, let's keep the face the standard, the focal point. You can wear things like spaghetti straps, strapless, off the shoulder tops. You can wear your hair off your shoulders. And probably wear your hair, pulled back, kind of sleek. So if your shoulders are wide, you might choose things like this is wide compared to your face. Multiple, if you're going to wear spaghetti straps or skinny straps, you can use multiple of them, like three. Odd numbers, for some reason, tend to work better for things like this. You can use wider tank top straps, things even like muscle shirts, which kind of makes sense. When you think about people with muscles, that they might have wide shoulders. And then cut in sleeves, which would be like a sleeve where the line sort of comes in towards the neck. And then shoulder length or longer hair, when you've got some hair hanging on your shoulders, it's gonna subtract from the width of your shoulders. Also, if you have some width to your, if you add some width to your hair, that can make a difference as well. And then if your shoulders vary in width, like actually mine do, I have one shoulder that's a tiny bit wide and one that's exactly in proportion width-wise to my face. So one of the things you can do if your shoulders are vary in width is you can use asymmetry either in your neckline of your top, or sometimes you'll find a like a cute top that has like a print, but the print is only like on one side and then swoops down or something like that. You can also use a lot of detail. So if you have something that has a lot of detail, a lot of times one of the details will balance one aspect of your appearance and another one will balance the other aspect. You can also use diagonal lines like V-necks and pointed collars, just something really simple. So the second principle to be aware of is your silhouette. And so this is basically, are your shoulders narrow or wide relative to your body? So in the first one, we were talking about relative to your face. This now we're talking about relative to your body. And so so I'm kind of lumping some of the silhouettes together here. Angled silhouettes are either of the two triangles, like an inverted triangle where the shoulders are wider, or a triangle where the hips are wider. Both of those do well. And also the hourglass, which is sort of like a triangle, an upside down triangle on top of a triangle. So they both of all three of those do well with angled sleeves, sleeve lines that are angled. And some examples of those are again the cut-in sleeves where it's the sleeve line's not straight up and down, it's a little bit closer to the neck on the top of it. It almost gives the idea of a halter, which is another great neckline for these angled silhouettes. Also, a cap sleeve, it does the opposite. It's still an angle, but it's, or even like, you ever notice that people will take their short sleeve t-shirts and roll them up so they sort of make almost like a cap sleeve with a diagonal line? This is why it coordinates with those angled silhouettes. Then the other thing is a French sleeve, and I feel like this is going to be good for a lot of people. It's similar to a cap sleeve, where a cap sleeve, I picture it kind of as an additional little sleeve on there, but a French sleeve is just, it just extends the whole thing so that it still has that diagonal line kind of just past the shoulder line. And anyway, if you try to look that one up on the internet to see what it is, I suggest that you type in French sleeve t-shirt, and that's going to give you a better idea what I'm talking about. Okay, rectangle silhouettes. Rectangle silhouettes maintain the rectangle shape by using just straight up and down standard shoulder width sleeveless tops, or like a U-neck tank, like a tank that's sort of deep and softened square. And then strapless, if that works with your other considerations. All of those are good rectangle silhouettes. Oval and figure eight silhouettes can use slightly cut in sleeves, scoop neck tanks. So, and then like when I was doing the research for this episode, I saw some flutter sleeve tank tops, but that don't like extend far enough to be considered like a cap sleeve. And those could be cute on the oval figure eight or on the rectangle if if ruffles are your thing. So this is just a starting place, some ideas. Try some things on, see which ones are your favorites. And if you need help figuring out your silhouette or your proportions, I invite you to check out my packages at signaturestylesystems.com. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you again back here soon.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.